VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk. And ladies and gentlemen, today we are setting aside the many issues going on in our world. And believe me, there are many. But we're going to set them aside in order to pay tribute to moms. This coming Sunday is Mother's Day. Did you know Mother's Day has been around for over 100 years? Oh, there's been some varied celebrations of Mother's Day in different ways through the many years. But the first official recognition of the holiday was in West Virginia in the early 1900s. Grafton, West Virginia, is viewed as being the birthplace of Mother's Day. But it was May 14th, 1914, 110 years ago this year, that President Woodrow Wilson signed a proclamation designating the second Sunday of May as Mother's Day. And today we're going to recognize Mother's Day as a day set aside to honor our mother. You know, one of the examples of a godly mother in the scriptures causes me to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, where Paul's second epistle to Timothy, his second letter to Timothy, says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee," that's a genuine faith that is in thee, "which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also." Yes, it was the influence of a godly mother and the godly grandmother that directly impacted young Timothy to be a follower of Jesus Christ and the impact, friends, that he had upon this world. You know, I find that true in my own life as well. And I'm so thankful for my own mother, who is still living, soon to be 91 years old, and the fact that she was widowed at a young age in life. Very young age, in which she was had seven children and expecting child number eight at the time of my father's passing, father who died suddenly of a heart attack. But a mom who was left as a widow did not know the Lord as Savior, but was very faithful in taking us to a denominational church. Well, through a whole series of events, a cousin had invited us to a church that proclaimed the Word of God, proclaimed the Scriptures, so we went to that church because there was a special point of interest my mom had in Bible prophecy, and the pastor was preaching through the Book of Revelation on Sunday evenings, and our church did not meet on Sunday mornings, so we went there, and as one night we came home from church, and mom told us kids, then eight at the time, she said, "I'm going in my bedroom. I don't want anybody to bother me." And as she went in there, we all wondered what was happening in that bedroom. Mom came out moments later, tears streaming down her face, and took us into the living room. And she said, "Kids, I want to tell you what I just did." And she told us that she had just prayed to receive Jesus Christ as her Savior. You see, that night at church, the pastor preaching through the Book of Revelation was preaching on Revelation chapter 20 and the Great White Throne Judgment. Now, certainly the testimony of what happened back then is much more voluminous than that, but to keep it short, Mom trusted Christ as Savior that evening as she realized that she was destined for the lake of fire, as that is the destination of those who do not receive and place their trust in Jesus Christ. And Mom's encouragement to each of us children was to also place our trust in Jesus Christ. And it was through her influence and the influence of a Sunday school teacher were instrumental in bringing me to faith in Christ at a very young age. And so I'm thankful for my mother, who, again, is still alive and often listens to VCY America in the city where she lives, and so grateful for her. Also grateful for my wife, mother of four and now grandmother of 13, and how the Lord has blessed us with our children. Our youngest, though an adult now, is mentally disabled. And my wife has just been such a godly example of love and patience and dedication and sacrifice, really displaying a true servant's heart. And I certainly love her for that and for who she is. But friends, today here on Crosstalk, we're going to give you an opportunity to honor your mother. The difficult aspect of this today, though, is that you're going to have to do it in a minute or less so that there's sufficient time for many others to call and give such a tribute. And so today is our Mother's Day tribute, and if you'd like to give a tribute to your mother, or to the wife of your children, the mother of your children, and I should say your wife, the mother of your children, you may do so as well. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. And we'd encourage you to dial in right away and get online with us. If you get a busy signal, as lines light up very quickly, we would encourage you to just wait. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to give a call into the program. And we would just like to fill this hour with people giving, paying tribute and honor to their mothers here on Mother's Day. And so I see our lines are packed already here. And as soon as we have these processed, friends, and you hear opportunity for you to participate in the program, as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that will be your opportunity to call. So don't think me rude, but we will have to keep you at a minute or less so that we can have multiple people calling in on Crosstalk today to give honor and tribute to moms on Mother's Day. As Exodus 20, verse 12 reminds us, to honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And, you know, that passage there, one of the Ten Commandments repeated several times, many times, both the Old Testament and the New Testament alike. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Lori calling in from Michigan. Hi, Lori, you're on the air.
Hi. I've never given a tribute for my mother, but I would have to say she's told me her testimony, how she went up and prayed at 12 years old and came to Christ, and I watched her read the Bible faithfully, and it was a huge impact. And today, I can't imagine what I would do without the Word of God in my life and the transforming power of God's Word. Anyway, and I really have to say, my mother, I have to give a lot of credit to her. I just thank the Lord for her life. She took us to church, and that is and faithfully. And I can never imagine what life would be like if I had not been raised in the kind of home I was raised in, and the kind of mother that I had. I just thank the Lord for her, and I praise God for all that He has done in my life because of my mother.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lori, for calling. Velma is next in Kentucky. Velma, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. I would like to give my mother tribute. She's in heaven, and she was a treasure. I couldn't say enough good things about her and the influence and the that she had all my life, and she was saved when she was young, and then she got away from the Lord, and then she went back to the Lord probably when she was in her 50s, mm-hmm. and she lived to be 90. I miss her so much, and I'm so thankful that the Lord gave me Millie Crisp as my mother.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Velma. Lily in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Just two things. God bless my mom, who survived two shots of the clot shot and is still alive at 95, a tremendously strong woman. But I heard way back in my childhood that the origins of Mother's Day were in England, where mothers went on a protest march because they were sending their firstborn sons to war and they weren't coming back.
I'm dealing more in the United States here, Lily, as far as our recognition of Mother's Day. I am sure there are many things in cultures past as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I was told that that was the origin. So the what passed was in the UK that you could not send your firstborn son off to war, and henceforth Mother's Day came along. But I thought that would be an interesting thing to share.
Thank you, Lily.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Holly in Venice, Florida, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to thank you and for the program, and I wanted to thank my mom because she's just always been more or less an inspiration. I don't want to say that I felt she was a godly woman, but she did make sure that we always went to church when I was growing up. And, you know, we reflect back on that. She even sent me to a Christian school. Now I see her growth in God, and I really enjoy seeing that. But the main reason I'm really thankful is the fact that she was always someone that put everyone else first, no matter what. She always thought of other people more than herself, and I'll always remember that. And, of course, she's still alive, but I remember her for that. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Let's go next to Andreas in New Mexico. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. Mama, 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 thank you for for Mama, my wife, putting up with me all these years. And only the love of a mother, like the saying says, the love of a mother endures all. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Alan, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim, thanks for taking my call, brother. The lady's name was Anna Jarvis, Grafton, West Virginia. She just didn't want Mother's Day to be so commercialized.
Right.
She wanted to honor mothers for what they do every day for their children and for their families.
Yeah.
And that's really what it was. She didn't want it to be commercialized. And of course, you know, that's generally what it is anymore. But I want to give a shout out to my wife. God bless her. We've been together for 32 years. And I just want to say, you know, we've been through a lot, you know, the losing of a child, Jim, and it's just very difficult there. But we stuck together because we have a good center of Jesus in our relationship.
Amen.
And that's what it takes.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless
Thank
all you,
you
saints. Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye. Julia in Maryland, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to thank my mother for everything she's done for me so far over the years. I have not moved out of her house yet, but she has done so much to support me, and I just want to thank her, and I love her so much for helping me grow as a Christian.
Amen. Thank you, Julia.
Mm-hmm.
And, friends, we've got a few open lines here, 800-733-9829. Don't grow weary. If you get a busy signal, dial us back. You hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to call. Honoring moms today, 800-733-9829. Carl is calling from Lake Delton, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to honor my mom. She was the first person I ever led to the Lord. And prayed for my dad's salvation for 37 years, and he finally accepted Jesus into his heart.
Amen.
5 years later, he died. So I led both persons to the Lord, and thank the Holy Spirit of God for that.
Amen. What a blessing. Thank you, Carl, for sharing that tribute here today. Leading one's mother to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your call. And let's go on here to our next caller here on our Mother's Day tribute. And caller, go ahead. You're on the air, your first name, and where you're calling from.
I'm Priscilla, and I'm calling from Ruidoso, New Mexico.
Well, thank you for calling. And what tribute would you like to give today?
I would love to pay tribute to my mother, whose name was Louise. She died when she was 75 of a stroke. She was the kindest, most wonderful mother, person, sister to her other two siblings. She was an excellent wife, and she was very, very patient, especially with me being a teenager and being the firstborn. So my mother was an exceptional person. I know that God blessed her through her life. And she blessed me by being her child. So I give thanks and honor to Louise, my mother.
Amen. Thank you for your call. We're just a dozen seconds here before our break, and so we'll take the break and we'll come right back to more of your phone calls, giving you opportunity to give a tribute to your mom or honor your mother here today on Mother's Day. Our number to Crosstalk, right now all lines are filled, but 800-733-9829. We'll get right back to the phone lines after the break. This is Crosstalk coming your way from the VCY American Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, has anyone found water on Mars?
Chris, it's common for evolutionists to claim that Mars used to be covered with water. And they have found some indirect evidences for water, but the polar ice caps, which are the most likely source of the water, they're composed of carbon dioxide. They've also found some geographical features that look like lakes or riverbeds or floodplains. Chris, even if they do find evidence for water on Mars, that's no problem. They're hoping that if they find water, they'll find life. And that'll prove that life is nothing special, that it happens by natural processes. But that's not true. Life is unimaginably complex. It needs a creator. And when we read about him and his creation back in Genesis, he doesn't mention Mars.
If you'd like to go back to Genesis, you can find us on the web at www.icr.org. For the Institute for Creation Research, I'm Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.
It's our Mother's Day Tribute 2024 here on Crosstalk. Like to do this program every year, and certainly taking a break from the heavy issues of our time. Abraham Lincoln said, "All that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." He also indicated, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all of my life." Moms, never cease praying for your children. Let's get right back to the phone lines. And we have, holding the longest has been Angela in Ohio. Angela, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to say thanks for my mother who died 5 years ago. She was a great mom, and I just thank her for giving me life and for loving me through everything I put her through. Just thank you so much for the program and everything. Mm.
God bless you, Angela. Thank you for your call. And let's go next to Dave in Oak Creek. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say a tribute to my mom as she gave her life to the Lord at an early age, and she served the Lord and served others as a nurse and a volunteer all her life. She passed away just last year, and I wanted to change my life to be more like her, so I gave my life to the Lord this year, and I was baptized last month, and my life is being transformed every day because of her.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Dave, for your call. And friends, that's a classic example. His mother passed away, but inspired by her life and decided to make changes, spiritual changes in his life. Mom, don't give up. Let's go next to Gwen in Salem, West Virginia. You're on the air.
Yes. Born and raised in Grafton was my mother. Mm. She raised four kids. We said prayers for our meals. She got her college degree late in life, and best of all, my mother and dad took us to church. Mm. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you for your call. We have Eddie next in Kentucky. Eddie, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to thank God for my mother. She's like that first mother of Genesis chapter 3. Mm. She didn't have gender confusion. She knew that she'd been created to be a mother, and God bless her with this little tow-headed boy. 70-plus years ago, and I still remember my mother kneeling down with me there by the bedside, and we'd pray that little old prayer, now lay me down to sleep kind of prayer, and she got to hear her little boy preach, and boy, that's such a blessing. I thank God for mothers,
amen.
And I'll tell you, I thank God for my mother. God bless you, Brother Jim.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Deborah's next in Zanesville, Ohio. Deborah, you're on the air.
Yes, I like to have tribute to my mother. As Nancy DeMoss said, mothers are a priceless gift from God, and she loved God, she loved the truth, and she's the specific example of Proverbs 31. I miss her, I took care of her, but I love her.
Amen.
Jim, so much.
Amen. Thank you for the call.
Good memories.
Tyrus in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to thank my mother just for the love they had for me and praying with me every night. And I'd like to thank the mother of my wife, or the mother of my children, just for blessing me with all my kids. And she is such an awesome and amazing mother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Tyrus. We've got Sharon next in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air.
Thank you for your program. I just wanted to thank the Lord for my mom and for my grandmother. Most of all, she took us to church. And I want to thank the Lord for our pastor's wife.
Amen. Thank you, Sharon, for your call.
Thank you.
We've got Raphael next in Bronx, New York. Raphael, you're on the air.
I want to thank the Lord for our pastor's wife.
Turn down the radio, please, Raphael.
It's on.
Raphael, turn down the radio, please.
Oh, turn down the radio.
Yes, yes.
New York, Raphael, you're on.
Okay. Yeah, the radio, there's delay, and it's going to get you all confused. And go ahead and give your tribute here to your mother.
Okay, yes. First, I'd like to give thanks to our Holy Mother, who without her and giving birth to Jesus, none of this would be possible. I also would like to give thanks to my mother, who is 83 today, on the 11th, on Saturday. She'll be 84, and she's blessed all of us, and she's believed in Christ, the Holy Mother, and the church.
Yeah, and let me just say this, because, I mean, Mary, as we go to scriptures, did recognize that she was sinful as well, and she needed a Savior. As she said, "My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." So she indeed is blessed and yet needed a Savior herself. But thank you, Roland, for calling, and Raphael, I'm sorry, and giving your tribute here to your mother. Appreciate that so very much. Karen is next in Wisconsin. Karen, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to give tribute to my mom, whom I loved every day of my life and was loved back all of her life. So she went home to be with Jesus 2 years ago with severe Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. God gave me that great privilege and honor to be her caregiver those last few years. And I just also want to thank God for being a mom of two grown married sons, whom I was also so privileged and honored to raise in a godly home. Mm-hmm. And even though they both now want nothing to do with me anymore, I still thank God that he assures me every day of being a wonderful, loving, caring mom raising them, and now being faithful in prayer for them in my retirement years of estrangement with them. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Friends, giving you time to honor your mother today. Yep, your mother at 800-733-9829. It's our Mother's Day Tribute 2024, 800-733-9829. Aaron in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to my mom for all she's done for me, and say thanks to my wife, who's also a grandmother. Sometimes grandmothers, you know, they had time to perfect being a mom, and they do more for the grandkids than a lot of times mothers can do, because they've learned so much. So I'm just thankful for all the moms and grandmas out there.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for calling. Matthew in Northfield, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I sure do thank you for doing this program again.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to remember my mom and give tribute to her as well. Her name was Mavis Jesse. She served as a local church organist here for over 29 years, as well as playing a midweek service at a local nursing home. She played the organ for those people there as well. She was such a kind and generous woman, and she always showed the tribute of being hospitable to people. There wasn't a Sunday that went by when she didn't prepare a good Sunday meal, and any time that anybody would come, she would offer them to come into the home and have a good meal and a visitation and have a good talk about Christian values and what her belief in Jesus was. And I sure do miss her a lot. She passed away 2 years ago, and she was a very big supporter of VCY. And she's so thankful for all that you do in the ministry there at VCY. So I just wanted to give a shout out to her this morning. And I thank you much for this program.
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate your call. Tom in Redfield, Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim. Thank you very much. I just want to praise God for my mother. She was from Wisconsin originally, and I just praise God for her. There were six of us kids. Dad left when I was 10, but Mom never did. And I just praise God for that.
Amen.
And she didn't know the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. B in Inglewood, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim, thank you so much about your testimony. It was wonderful. We've listened to you for a long time, and it was just grand to hear your testimony, especially mentioning that you have four children, one of them challenged.
Yes.
My daughter, it reminded me of my daughter, who is a wonderful mother of four. She's a pastor's wife, and their first child is a child that has challenges, but God's been bringing them through.
Amen.
I also want to honor my mother, who loved her church, got us to church, but especially my grandmother, my little grandparents in New York City. They never owned a car, and every night they would get on their hands and knees in front of their little footstools and say their prayers. And I was a cynical teenager and said, "Graham, what are you doing? Why are you doing it?" And she said, "Beatty, that's where I get my power." So,
amen.
God bless our grandmothers and our mothers and our daughters that are wonderful mothers.
Amen.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Thank you, Jim.
God bless you, B. Victoria in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Oh, happy Mother's Day, everybody. Just giving thanks to the Lord for all the good moms out there. And my mom, Celeste, from Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, Mom. She was a registered nurse, labor delivery nurse. out in Chicago. She was a nurse for many years at the Paradise Valley Allergy Clinic. So, hey, Mom, she did a lot of volunteering, too, for church. So have you a wonderful Mother's Day to everybody, you guys. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you for your call. Rebecca in Somerset, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. Happy Mother's Day to Carrie Sturck-Slager. She's gone to heaven. She was a wonderful Christian and a selfless woman who taught me all about the Lord. I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you for calling. Let's go to Preston, Minnesota, and we have Naomi next. You're on the air, Naomi.
Hi. I want to give a tribute to my mom, Gail Blum. She has left us a legacy and continues leaving a legacy of truthfulness and follow-through. She never gives a threat unless she's going to carry through on that. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a bad threat. And I also want to thank her for just the way she is so giving toward everyone. She's willing to foster and adopt and has given so much. And I just really strive to emulate a lot of the things that she's put into practice for through her life, and I'm just grateful for her. And I also want to give a tribute to my husband's mom, Lydia, and I just am thankful for the mother that she was to my husband in raising such a wonderful son and a godly man.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Vivian in Ohio, you're on the air.
Okay, I'm Vivian Kerr from Peebles, Ohio, and my mother was Ruth Ellison, and she was raised in a foster home because she lost her parents when she was 16, I think, thereabout. And, well, she wasn't quite that old. She was pretty young, she said, but still, as she grew up and she had all those kids, she would tell us all about Jesus. Whenever she told me, I was very, very young, whenever she told me about Jesus, you have to let him come into your heart and say, you know, you got to believe him. And she told me how he's born and what he came for. And she went through the whole story, and I was very young, and I took that all in. Mm-hmm. And I thought over the years, you know, as I was growing up, you know, and it came to me that I better get acquainted with this Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very young when I got saved, and I'll tell you, it's the best thing that ever happened. But I had a good Christian mother, and she loved everybody she met. There were people come way back in those days that she'd talk about the old times to me as
yeah.
kids nowadays want to hear about our old times. They ain't nothing like they are today.
Yeah, indeed.
But anyway, God is still God, and Jesus, he's still Jesus. And he hasn't changed since the day one.
Amen. Thank you so much. Appreciate your tribute today. Linda in Florida, you're on the air.
I just wanted to praise the Lord for my mother. She was a very sweet, kind lady and always had us go to church. But I was saved after I left home and got married, and my mother was saved. We brought her to a church that was Mrs. Rebecca Horton. It was over a Christian school, and she led my mother to the Lord. And at the end of my mother's life, she had cancer, and her sister and I stayed with her for 4 months while she was sick. But right before she died, my mother was saved. She raised her hands and waved goodbye and raised her hands toward heaven as she saw the Lord coming after her. And I will never forget it. God did that for us. And I just wanted to say praise the Lord for wonderful, sweet moms.
Amen. Thank you for your call here today.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And friends, looks like we're up against a break, so we'll take the break and we'll come right back to calls. I've got two open lines right now at 800-733-9829. I like the quote that says, life doesn't come with a manual, it comes with a mother. Indeed. God bless you, friends. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
Crosstalk as we know it began airing in 1987.
Good afternoon to you, Hank Eliason here. We are going to be talking today with...
It comes your way from the VCY America Network out of Milwaukee. Did you ever wonder what the letters VCY stand for? Ever pondered what's behind the ministry that presents Crosstalk every day? We're pleased to share with you a free copy of the magazine-formatted book, God's Continuing Miracle, The VCY Story. This book of over 200 pages presents nearly 500 photographs, interviews, historic newspaper articles, and writings about the VCY America ministry, now over 60 years old. The magazine will also inform you about VCY rallies, the birthday club ministry, the VCY bookstore, and so much more. It is a testimony to God's faithfulness. To receive a free copy of God's Continuing Miracle, The VCY Story, call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, putting the issues aside today to pay tribute to moms, to give honor to moms. It is Mother's Day weekend, and we look forward to this time every year that we can just take a break from these heavy issues and just pay tribute to moms. I don't know who said it, but someone once said that mothers hold their children's hands for a short time, but their hearts forever. And aren't we hearing that today on the program with these tributes that are being given? Let's get right back to the phone lines. And holding the longest is Jim in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
Yes, I want to wish my precious mother, Rafaelita Toledo, from the Jemez Pueblo Indian Reservations, and who was very influenced as a Christian lady. And we have a Catholic and Indian religion in the village, but she was very well liked. Mm. And thank you very much for this program. And I loved every minute. I listen to you guys all the time. So thank you again. And God bless all of you.
God bless you, Jim. Thank you for your call from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And let's travel next to Racine, Wisconsin. Robert, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm thankful for my mother. Haven't done enough of the family life to maybe be the best, but she had followed the leadership of the Holy Spirit and going to meetings with friends in the 70s and received the Lord as her Savior in 72. And I, as a young child, three-year-old, got the chance to travel with people going around evangelizing. And so I have memories of being shared the gospel and seeing the love of the Lord's brethren. So following that as best I can now.
Amen.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you, Robert, for your call. Courtney in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for your time. I would like to give a shout-out to my grandmother, Clara Linger, and my mother, Lisa Epley. Not only have they mothered me, but they've guided my soul through Christ and I'm able to pass that down to my children, and I just want to tell you guys, thank you for your opportunity for us to be able to love and share with our mothers and speak about that. Mm.
Thank you, Courtney. Thank you for your call. Let's go next to Doug in Lansing, Michigan. Doug, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim, thank you for the program today. I want to give tribute to my mom, who 3 years ago went home to be with Jesus. Mm. I praise the Lord for her. I praise the Lord for my mother-in-law, who is still alive, praise the Lord, who gave birth to my wonderful wife, Andrea, and is also the best mom in the whole wide world. Mm. And I thank God for all three of them.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Doug. Friends, our number 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Angie is next in West Union, Ohio. And Angie, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to give praise to my daughter. She's a wonderful mother, and the day she was born, I had an out-of-body experience when I died on the operating table with her, and I got to sit in Jesus' hands.
Okay, share about your mother here, Angie.
Yes, and I just wanted to say I just praise my daughter and God for giving me to her and giving me a Mother's Day.
Amen.
And a grandson.
Thank you so much. Tammy in New Berlin, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm thankful for my mother, Karen, who went home to be with the Lord this New Year's Day, 2024. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful that she and my father dedicated me to the Lord in church when I was 9 months old. And I'm just so thankful for her godly influence in my life. She started my brothers and I going to Sunday school, going to church, going to a Christian boys and girls club, and she had just a love for children. She worked as a playground and lunchroom supervisor in a grade school for 32 years, and she worked in Awana Club, and she just had a servant's heart for all different ages of people, and I just am thankful that I could be part of her caregiving team before she went home to be with the Lord. And
amen. Amen. Thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. To the state of Kansas, we have Daniel calling. Hi, Daniel. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm Daniel. My mom is Ruby. I'm just so thankful for my mom. She's so sweet, and she's just such a blessing in my life. And I just, she helps me with my project. She comes out and helps me ride my donkey, and she's just very sweet and kind.
And
Daniel,
how old are you?
13.
13. Well, thank you for calling today. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Richard in Junction City, Kansas. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jim. How are you doing today? Lord bless each and every one. Just want to give a tribute to my mother. She just passed away last month.
I'm sorry.
She gave her life to the Lord before she did, though, and thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
We just had the funeral yesterday. So I just want to thank God for her because she was a good woman. She was a good mom. And she raised all of us. Like the man said earlier, the brother said earlier, she didn't even think about aborting none of us. It was eight of us, and she loved us, and she took care of all of us. So I just want to give tribute to my mother and say thank the Lord for her. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for your call here today. We appreciate that. We're going next to Diana in Peoria, Arizona. You're on the air.
Did you say Diana?
Yes, you're on the air, Diana.
Oh, hi, Jim. Thank you for your show. I'm Diana, and I want to give tribute to my grandmother. She was like a mother to me. She lived across the street from my family. Her name was Eunice. She taught me how to play the piano. I went over there a lot and spent the night with her, and she was such a wonderful Christian woman, and she had journals that she wrote Bible verses down in, and she helped all my cousins and all the children of her nine children, and she was just a wonderful woman named Eunice, and I just thank God for her. And Jim, thank you for your show and all that you do for all of us. And everybody out there, God bless you all. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for your call. Peggy is next in Wisconsin, and Peggy, you're on the air.
I'd like to thank the Lord for my mom, who with my dad taught us to put God first, family second, others third, and work fourth. Mm. And it's been said that you can see where your heart is by the entries in your checkbook, and my mom's checkbook has just been filled with offerings to the Lord's work. And it's just been a wonderful example for us all. So.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've got Betty next in Texas. And Betty, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I just wanted to talk about my mother a bit. She was raised us three kids without a father around and never missed taking us to church. I can remember her getting off work late on Wednesdays and would come home and pick us kids up and take us all to church. Even if she didn't have supper, she'd still go in. But one thing she did that I thought was so sweet, after we'd raised our five kids, we adopted two special needs kids. But I remember her calling, I'd be talking to her on the telephone, and my little girl was named Rachel, and she was a very sick little girl. Now she'd say to me, now Betty, you take care of Rachel. Now you take care of Rachel.
Wow.
I thought that was so sweet.
Yeah, it was.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Betty. Bye. We've got Robin next in Cambridge Springs, Pennsylvania, and you're on the air.
God bless you, BCY, and listen to you every day.
Great.
But I'd like to give honor to my mom. There's no manual other than the Bible, which is our compass that teaches us what we should do. And my mother had 10 of us, and she was a loving mother. And in her 40s, her life changed. And And she just said to me one day, Robin, don't you want to go home and live with Jesus one day? She said, you better change your ways. I wish she could see our life and all the grandchildren. And I just can't wait to see her in heaven one day.
Amen.
God bless you and thank you.
Thank you, Robin. We've got Jamie in Illinois. Jamie, you're on the air.
Hi. Mother's Day is difficult for me because my biological mom left us and ran off with another man. And it's very hurtful, but I'd like to honor my grandmother who stepped in and raised me like a mom and showed me unconditional love. So please consider the ones that their moms are. It's very difficult to celebrate Mother's Day for the mothers that were absent.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. Sadie in Richland Center, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm Sadie, and I'm from Richland Center. And I love my mom because she gives me hugs and because she loves me so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Sadie. And how old are you?
Five.
Well, you're our youngest caller today. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Let's go next to McAllen, Texas. And Alicia, you're on the air.
Hi. I want to honor my mom. Her name was Olivia. She passed away in 2015. She was raised by a stepmother. She had no memory of her natural mom. And that stepmother never bothered to send her to school. She kept her home. She never learned to read or write. My mom had her faith, and she loved us. And she did the best that she knew how to grow our faith. By example, she wasn't one that could sit down and read the word to us, but I remember her example. I had a wayward brother that she prayed for all the time on her knees, and I would roll my eyes as a teenager and I would think, oh, doesn't she ever get tired of praying for him? But God was faithful, and he answered her prayers, and she got to see him saved before she passed.
Praise the Lord.
And I will always remember that, that she never gave up on God. Her life was difficult. Her marriage was difficult, and she never gave up on God.
Amen.
And one sweet thing that I remember about her is that whenever I would walk in the room, I was an adult and married, and I'd go visit, and I would walk in the room where she's at. She would just, her face would light up. She'd smile, and she would make me feel so loved. And I so miss her.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that tribute. I wish I had more time to devote to you here, but you've given a wonderful tribute. Thank you for doing so. Shannon is next in Wisconsin, and Shannon, you're on the air.
I want to give another perspective to the mother that was estranged from her two sons. I am a son that was estranged from my mother towards the end of her life. We came back together because she was in the hospital, and she ended up passing. She had a little bit of consciousness to her. I was hoping that I could, visit with her somewhat to that point. We were estranged because I was trying to get her to come to the Lord properly, strangely enough. That being said, I hope my two pastors was able to get the message to her correctly before she passed. My thing is, anybody else out there that you're estranged from your parents, you better get right with it right away because you're going to regret that for the rest of your life. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Shannon, for your call here today. Mother's Day tributes today here on Crosstalk. We're up against a break, but we've got one more segment to take your calls here, and we've got just one open line at 800-733-9829. Someone once said this, moms are like buttons. They hold it all together. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Sadly, in America, we are seeing, what the Marxists and Islamists want, and that is the breaking down of institutions, the long march through the institutions, as the cultural Marxists said they would do, a breaking down of law and order. We're seeing people in elected offices say things about our judicial system, the courts, judges, that I would guess most of us, particularly those of us that are 55 plus, have never seen. elected officials now talking about how our court systems and judges, so many of them, are corrupt. They're anti-American. Just recently, Representative Clay Higgins, a U.S. congressman, tweeted that we, the American people, are in contempt of the court in New York that is prosecuting Donald Trump. Folks, the globalists are accomplishing their goal, breaking down the rule of law.
If at first you don't succeed, try doing it the way Mom told you to do it in the beginning. That's another one of those quotes for Mother's Day. So true, friends. Taking your Mother's Day tribute today here on Crosstalk, giving honor to moms as Mother's Day just around the corner. We're picking up with Erin calling in from Grafton, Wisconsin. And Erin, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, Jim. Thank you. I wanted to give a tribute to my stepmother and to all stepmothers listening. It's a hard job, and she took on the difficult but rewarding task after my parents separated and my mom couldn't handle the responsibilities of motherhood. My stepmother took on all of the hard work running me to violin lessons, math tutoring, doctor's appointments, school, and also disciplining me that I needed. So wanted to just give a tribute to her and then just encourage any stepmothers listening and know that you're very appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Monty in Iowa, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to tribute to my mother as well. And I'm going to have to include my dad with my story here. But when I was 4 years old, I fell off of a pony and landed on some frozen ground. And it was in the wintertime, and I bruised a kidney. And the doctors at the hospital said my condition was a term they don't use very often today. My condition was grave. It was what I used. Mm-hmm. And my folks, between the two of them, stand with me for 30 days. Dad would do the night shift. Mom would do the day shift. And with one car, that was kind of a nuisance. But it was a tremendous sacrifice that they made for me. So just wanted to acknowledge both of them. So thank you.
Thank you for your call. Mary is next in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to pay tribute to my mother, Judith, who passed away in 2012. And even though she was a Catholic, she did teach me, you put Jesus before me. And we grew up in a household that my eldest sister did LSD, and she did not approve of that. And she had a lot of discipline. She kicked them out because of it, and they came back. And I repented. I rebelled against her when I was a teenager into my 20s, and I told her I was so sorry, and I love her so much. I know she cannot come back, but I love her so much and keep it under a minute. But she did call on the Sunday she passed, and I said I didn't want to take the call because I know it was inevitable. But I love her so much, and I love your programming, too. God bless you, Mr. Schneider, and everybody on VCY.
Amen.
And I love my mom.
Thank you so much, Mary, for your call and your tribute today. Scottsdale, Arizona, we have Veronica calling. You're on the air.
Thank you. 20 years ago, my mother died when I moved to this country. We grew up under communism, socialism. We had nothing. We live in a village. I was born when she was almost 43 years old. That was over 6 years ago. And we had no food. She had to sell eggs and milk in order to buy essentials, not clothing. We were so, so poor because that's how what communism does. And but what we were rich in, we were praying every night. And my mom installed in me the prayer and knowing good and evil. And we lived such a rich life. We, even though we were so poor materially, we were left alone. We were able to worship. However, our family members in the city, they were persecuted if they go to church and even murdered. And so many, many bad things had happened. And I hope, you know, thank you for this beautiful opportunity that I can give tribute to my very special mom. And because I live away from where she's buried, but I love this country so much. I hope that we will learn and to appreciate mothers and women the way God want us to appreciate them.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Veronica, for your tribute today. God bless you. Mark in Greenup, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just calling to thank God for my mom. Just the prayers that she's prayed. I remember in 2013, I backslid. And when I came to repentance, my mom and, of course, my wife, what a wonderful mother she is as well. But they had been fasting and praying for me, and I'm thankful for a praying mother. And thank God for all the mothers that are listening today. Keep praying for your backslidden kids. Don't ever give up. God bless you.
God bless you, Mark. Thank you. Donnie in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I like to say I like to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day. She's done gone on to be with the Lord. But one thing about my mother was on Sunday, every time the church doors was open, as eight of us children, but we knew where we was going. We was going to church. And I just thank the Lord for my mother, the person that she was. She's a lovable person. And she would pray for you if you needed prayer. And I just thank the Lord for you, my mother. And if you've got a mother out there and she's still alive, I always call her on Mother's Day and wish her a happy Mother's Day. And God bless you and all the mothers.
Amen. Thank you for your call here, Donnie. And looks like this may be our final call. Lat in Racine, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jim. I just want to tribute to my mother who passed away in 2007. And back in, I think, 2005, she wasn't saved, but I've been praying for her that she would come to know the Lord. And then through one of your programs on Unshackled, she came to know the Lord and repented of her sins and gave her life to Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a fitting way to end today, Lat. And we just give God the praise and so grateful that you took time to call that in today. As it was through a Unshackled program heard on VCY America that the Lord used to bring her to faith in Jesus Christ. Well, our time is gone. I know we could go on for hours here, and some of you, I know, wished to get in on the program and just were not able to due to the busy lines. But we just want to wish each of those listening moms a happy Mother's Day to you. And as you heard from callers today, don't be weary in well-doing. In due season you shall reap if you faint not. Continue to be praying. Even if the Lord takes you before you see change in your child's life, the Lord is still working in those hearts. George Washington said this, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her." A quote from George Washington, fitting to close our program today, this Mother's Day tribute 2024. God bless you all, and have a happy Mother's Day.
Listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.